Are you looking for relief from stress, anxiety, or pain? If so, you may want to consider trying CBD. CBD is a natural compound found in the hemp plant that has been shown to have a variety of health benefits. CBD can help relax your mind and body, reduce inflammation, and improve sleep. It is also non-addictive and has no known side effects. If you're interested in trying CBD, check out our website at www.hypnotizeme.com. And remember, if you're not hypnotized, then you're not doing it right. That's hypnotizeme.com, www.hypnotizeme.com for our high-quality CBD products and drinks. Hypnotize Me, a sponsor of the Boss Fest podcast.
It seemed like everybody want to be a boss these days. Everybody want to be a boss till it's time to pay out, you feel me? Till it's time to pay that boss call. They ain't trying to have them tough conversations. Ain't trying to put in them extra hours, catching that windfall money, dealing with folks not being consistent. Don't get me started on the lack of sleep, but you know what they say.
Boss Life. B-O-S-S-F-E-S-T. Boss Fest Podcast. Each and every Wednesday night, 7 p.m. Eastern Time, guaranteed to get you right. B-O-S-S-F-E-S-T, the Boss Fest Podcast. They might make you laugh, make you mad, make you cry. Either way it go, it's a vibe.
Tune in, catch the topic, get the tea. Ain't no shallow waters over here, we get deep. You sensitive, easy to offend, you need to flee. But them tough conversations gonna be happening. Boss Fest Podcast, they hold it down. Wednesday, 7 Eastern, man, it's going down. Tell a friend, and y'all gather round. Get active in the comments, don't get lost in the crowd.
Hey, what's happening? It's your man, DJ Bush. I had to show love to Kevin and Edwina, Boss Fest Butler. Y'all know what time it is, the Boss Fest Podcast. But you already know what we live in.
Boss Life. B-O-S-S-F-E-S-T, the Boss Fest Podcast. Each and every Wednesday night, 7 p.m. Eastern Time, guaranteed to get you right.
Welcome, 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 welcome to another edition of the Boss Fest Podcast. How are y'all doing today?
I feel like the song got to be messed up.
Why you think that?
Because I already hear feedback and we just know you don't have it right. We know how the sound guy works here. Happy Wednesday to everyone. Another day of the sound guy not having a podcast together. Welcome to Boss Fest Podcast. I'm Edwina.
I'm Kevin. How y'all doing today? Man, we missed y'all, man. We've been gone for a week. Little spring break vacationing, spending time with the kids, but definitely glad to be back in the place to be. I'm excited about today's topic because I feel like it has so many key elements in just normal life, business, and things of that nature. But before we jump into that, how you doing?
I'm okay. I definitely feel off my game a little bit. I've kind of felt...
Why is that?
I don't know. It could be because we took a week vacation and I just feel like I haven't gotten it together. The time change could be messing me up. I just, you know, I feel like I got to get back into things.
True. I guess. So, what is something I can do that can help you get back into things?
Nothing. There's nothing that you could do to help me get back into things. There's nothing that I'm going to discuss right now. But maybe the topic will bring us there.
It's just cold. See, man, I be trying to be, you know, there for my wife and be trying to say different things that can be empowering or uplifting.
I think as a Black man, it is good to definitely empower, you know, your Black woman. But I don't want to tell you things I need and you tell me I'm going to send you blue hearts. So, like, sometimes it's the equivalent of that.
All right, so today's topic, because no matter what I do, I'm just that dude, I guess. I don't know. Is standing in your own way.
Standing in your own way.
So the reason how we stumbled upon this topic is, for me personally, I was listening to several different podcasts, and I got the inspiration from technically all of them. I'm not going to list them all because, you know, there are several different people I listen to, local podcasters, nationally renowned podcasters, people that's getting money in the game. And one of the topics they always seem to come across or talk about is how, like, sometimes your blessing is there. It's almost like that church phrase. I ain't been to church so long, but I can't remember. It's almost like your blessing is right there, but you're going to miss out on your blessing. And it's like, how do you prevent yourself from missing out on that?
How do you get your blessing?
Yeah, man. Sometimes you don't see that you got a blessing, or you don't see that there's something good in front of you until somebody say, man, you know, that's actually a blessing that's in front of you, but you standing in your own damn way.
So I can understand what you're saying. I'm going to say I was just really, before we started this podcast, reading a post that Polo PD had put on his social media. And he was saying, like, sometimes I feel like I'm doing really good in business, and sometimes I feel like I'm not doing enough. And I just said that to you last night. Like, man, it feels like we need to be doing so much more, and we're just not getting there. Or, like, I'll see we're kind of chilling, and I'm like, nah, we need to be doing this. There's 5,000 other things that we need to handle. And when sometimes it feels like when you're not, like, where you want to be, like, you can't take a break. You got to just keep moving. And maybe standing in your own way is, like, I don't always know what the movement is. I just feel like there needs to be some type of movement. But all movement isn't good movement.
Okay, with that being said, how do you determine the difference? Like you say, sometimes I feel like I need to be moving, but I don't really know the move. But in your mind sometimes, and I get to experience this personally, that if we're sitting still too long, let me preface that better. If I'm sitting still too long, then it's almost like it's the end of the world. At least the way you describe it to me.
It feels like the end of the world to me if you're sitting still. So I know you said that to be funny, but I don't like to feel like if we're doing a business and we're 50-50, that I'm handling something and I'm watching you heal and watch a movie. Like, yes, to me, that is the end of the world.
But am I really, back to the topic, do you feel like that's me standing in your way or my way in the progress of my business or anything like that?
So I'm gonna be transparent in this moment. When you're not moving, while I do believe it shouldn't be you standing in my way, but it is. So, like, you procrastinate a lot, and I allow your procrastination to directly affect me. So if we say we need to make a decision about something, and you say, let me think on it, I really feel like that's you just procrastinating on making a decision, but I allow it to happen. And I sit there and I'm like, okay, so we're just going to breathe on the situation. So I do nothing as well. And I shouldn't let the fact that you procrastinate keep me, because now there's two people procrastinating instead of just one. But yes, I allow it to stand in my way.
I feel like you make an excuse to blame me for your own non-movements. I know my failures and my flaws, but I think over the course of the years, it's become easier for you to say, if I'm not doing something, then the reason why it's not progressing a certain way is to throw it off on me, because you don't want to sometimes look within. Today's topic is about looking within, standing in your own way. There are thousands of things that either one of us can do or not do that can progress or derail the business or relationships and anything like that. But I believe a lot of the times the easiest thing for you to do is to push blame.
So I don't feel like it's pushing blame. I'm being transparent, and I'm telling you, you procrastinate. So that's just something that you do, that's your personality. But I don't have to let your procrastination stop me. And I realize that I do that. So if you don't move, it's almost like we're not moving. So I wait, like, let's say there's a decision and you're like, pick a color. You got to pick yellow or blue. And you're like, give me 24 hours. 24 hours turned into a week. I could have just picked yellow or blue, but the whole time I'm not making a move or making a decision either. And then I tell myself, well, I'm still waiting on him to respond and answer whether we're doing yellow or blue. So nothing moved. I didn't have to let that affect me the way that I do, but I'm telling you, I let that stand in my way. And I shouldn't.
I got it. So today's episode is about me standing in her way and how she's going to find ways to move beyond me standing in her way. Correct?
No, I allow you to stand in my way, which is what I'm basically saying. So you can call it as an excuse. You know what I'm saying? Like, I know that I don't have to allow you to stand in my way, but I do that. It could almost be sometimes like a fear mechanism where there I make the wrong decision and we're not making that decision together, or I move on beyond you because you're still standing there deciding between, you know, yellow or blue. And now I'm like, let me go ahead and pass and keep moving. What I'm telling you is I realize that that is a fault that I have, and I've let it affect me and slow me down.
Got it. So. We ain't gonna stick on that too long, because we got to get, you know, figure out how we work within ourselves to recognize those things. So, okay, that's a question. So you recognize that there's something standing in your way. What are you going to do to try to overcome that situation when it approaches? Whether it's me, anything. What are you trying to do to work on yourself to recognize it a lot sooner and be able to say, all right, man, these are something I can make a decision on myself, or something I need third party counsel, or I don't necessarily need.
I appreciate like the ABC, you know, like options, like which one of those options I'm going to choose. I honestly don't know. So I recognize it when it's happening, and I haven't figured out how to tell myself, cut it out, like stop it. I just allow myself to get annoyed, which is like back, like it's non-progressive. And it's almost like I'm afraid of the failure. And if your procrastination stops us both and that's why we didn't succeed, then that was the reason why. Instead of I made this decision, this decision took us down a road of failure, and that's where we are.
You can touch on that. Go ahead.
So the question is he really a procrastinator or is he an overthinker? No, he is a true procrastinator. Like, I just use the option of blue or yellow, but it could be Kevin washed the dishes and he says, I got to wait till the water get lukewarm. And that water could take 2 weeks to get lukewarm before he touch a dish. It just, he going to procrastinate. If y'all ask him for something, he'll get to it eventually.
So.
Or never.
So. That is a false statement there. I do have my seasons. I have my, you know, my winter season.
You definitely are a seasonal worker.
I have my seasons for sure. But it's like some things need to motivate. And if I'm in a situation where it's like, all right, man, this isn't really motivating me, you're right. I don't have any energy to do it, engage in things of that nature. And sometimes I may procrastinate on certain things, like depending upon how challenging I feel the situation may become, or maybe I don't know exactly how to address or handle certain things. So that may slow up certain progress. But we have been in a situation where a lot of decisions that we have had to come across haven't really been that complicated. It's like you said, do I pick yellow or green? And I'll say, all right, man, a yellow or blue. And I'll say, I pick blue. And you'll be like, all right, we're going with red. And I'm like, then why the hell did you even ask me?
That's a good example, because we'll sit on that, like that decision. And then once you've made a decision, I go with something completely different. but nothing's moved until you said something.
You just use me as that crutch.
Yes. Yes.
But it's so, you in your own way. It's not necessarily me.
But
you
I'm can't using
stop me
you,
from doing what I want to do the ways I want to do it. And I shouldn't be able to stop you like that in certain aspects of it. So we know we have that defined.
Yeah, but
that,
you just said, I mean, so yes, that is my realization that I use you as a crutch. And I just said that because I think it's a fear of a failure and making a decision that takes us down a path where I made that decision and we failed, opposed to waiting on you to procrastinate. And that was the reason why we failed. Then that was you, not me.
I think it's even deeper than that. I think it's the fact that it's a fear of failure, which is another topic we spoke about. And because of that fear of failure, it's like you are content with asking me certain things, or it's like you've been with me long enough, right? And or we do certain situations we know well enough. And you know, certain questions, if you ask me, I may blow it off like, all right, I get to it. And almost like, you know, it's you anticipate that response from me. So that way, if it did fail or if it didn't come to fruition, you can immediately pass off that judgment towards me and be like, it's you. And for me, I don't try to
operate. You literally just saying exactly what I said.
Right. I get it, but it's not just like like you say, a procrastination piece on me. Like, you expect me to do it. So that's why you throw certain things at me, like, I know he's going to procrastinate, or I know he's not going to give me exactly what I need in this moment or what I think I need in this moment. But what I really want is to not take accountability. And I know he's going to allow for me to get an escape route when I throw it on him, when I present it to him.
So you mean I expect you to let me down, and you let me down every time, so you become the skate route? Is that what you're saying?
I don't like the way you phrased it, but I guess.
I mean, that's what I heard you say.
You need to change your phrasing. Pick a better phrase. Make that a lot nicer. It's going to hurt my feelings. Like, soften that up a little bit.
I mean, that's what you said.
It is what I said, but I just need you to soften it up.
Maybe you should start letting me down, and then I couldn't use you.
Can you soften that up?
Then I would not be able to use you as the reason why I'm standing in my own way, or, you know, whatever you may say. So this question says, is it easier to place the blame than take the blame? Which is a question for me.
Yeah, that's a question for you.
I honestly think it's the same. I take a lot of blame. I honestly take a lot of blame for stuff where Kevin may fall short. People don't even know that it was Kevin. I just take the blame for it. So I don't know. I mean, I guess in reality, it's probably easier to take to place blame than to take it. But I do it. I deal with both.
Just saying, like, I need you to soften up some of these words.
I'm just being honest.
I guess I did ask for honesty the last time, and you to open up, and now you open up and beating the brakes off me. So I guess I gotta.
I mean, you even said that, like, so you don't get excited about things, or certain things excite you. So in order for you to get out of your own way, you need to be like hyper stimulated about something to just move on your own projects. Like, that is literally you standing in your own way. How does someone get you excited about something you're supposed to be doing?
Maybe sometimes we don't see it as something something you're supposed to be doing. Like, like, sometimes it'll be some stuff that come about, whether it's personal.
This is, I can't let you flip it like that on my dog. That is not how he said it. Oh, look at the rescue team coming for you. That is exactly how you said it. What is a softer way to say it's your fault? I have several different ways to say it's your fault, and I can say them very nicely.
Okay.
Okay, you didn't want me to go to
iPad? No, bro, because you just...
Okay, I'm just saying. I say it all the time. I got a way to say it was your fault.
Yeah, it's my fault. But I think a lot of times... Try to get back on top. I think a lot of times when we see the potential of success in anything... business, relationships, family, things like that. I don't know, sometimes we are ready for what it brings, And that puts more of a fear in us than anything else, which is why we may stand in our way. Like, there are certain things as we relate to our businesses, and I look at them and I'm like, man, am I ready for what it really is on the other side of that? So maybe if I inadvertently sabotage something, not trying to directly sabotage it, but maybe I don't think I'm in a place to receive whatever that blessing is.
And I don't you sabotage yourself. I think because people, you're afraid of the success that it can bring?
I think people sabotage themselves knowingly and sometimes unknowingly. Like, there's a lot of people out there that does great business or has a great product, but may do bad business.
True. And there's, but you're saying you think they do bad business because they're afraid of what success looks like?
I don't know if they truly understand what good success is in a way.
Maybe they don't understand what good business is.
Possibly. But if someone's, but I know the same way you conversing with me, you're telling me, hey, man, you're procrastinating, you're doing this. I know they have at least one person in their life to say, hey, you know, if you did this better, you probably would be here. And maybe that puts fear in them. Sometimes people stay in small spaces because they don't want to move beyond their world. And I'll take, you know, our area in particular, Polk County, like, there's a lot of Polk County superstars. As soon as you cross that line,
nobody knows who you are.
Nobody knows who you are. And if you say, hey, man, venture out beyond Polk County, they'd be like, no, I don't really. That ain't my area. This is here. I'm going to do it here. This is where my love is at. But maybe it's that fear of they know that what they've been able to build to have been based off of, I don't know, maybe the right opportunity that came across. And they say, all right, I can plant that flag here and be successful. But You know,
I think you're hitting on something for sure with that. Let's see. So you got a lot of comments.
Go ahead. That's why I stopped talking so you can go back.
So this one says, why is he letting you down by not making a specific decision? It's hard to say because it really depends on the decision. I could take us back to one recently about Boss Fest where we needed to make a decision to let go of the location just because I just kind of felt like it was borderline discriminatory and it was time to let it go. And he just would not let it go. He kept saying, like, we have to work within. And I think it's a point where you got to call it. So that's an example of something like you weren't making a decision. You were staying like in a comfort level. And I felt like it was time to
That wasn't me staying in a comfort level. What I did was I made a decision based off of what was available to us at the time.
I feel like it was a decision of making no decision. Like, I don't want to do anything.
See, so regardless of what I say, I can tell you what it is, but since you ain't going to believe it, then it doesn't matter.
Let's move on.
Oh, okay. Move on.
So our next comment says, Edwina just said it directly. No need for extra words. I do typically just say things direct. Some people can take that and some people can't. So I'm learning to kind of work with that. It's just, I think a lot of that is the condition from being in corporate world, and I just have to be very direct and kind of translating that over to personal life and whatnot. This is cue up the No Limit, It Ain't My Fault.
I like that song.
I know you do. Fear of success is a real thing. I completely agree. Maybe it's the pressure of keeping up the same level of success. I think that is also a real thing, because once you reach that level, it's almost like, did you plateau? And if you're not moving forward or growing, then you're basically failing or dying, you know, whatever you want to, however you want to preface that.
I guess I just know that I ain't gonna allow you to keep using me as your escape though, because I'm gonna be proactive, maybe, possibly.
You finna be proactive in what?
And giving you a quicker answer. Like, you ain't finna blame me for your fears and thinking trying to blame me, but I'm standing in your, I ain't standing in your way. You in your own damn way. I know how I'm standing in my way. But let me say this. I'm doing better with recognizing how I'm standing in my own way. And a lot of it comes from comfort and certain comfort.
That's
levels.
A huge thing, comfort.
So
getting out of your comfort zone.
So if I find myself in an uncomfortable situation, or I feel like, and it's only feelings, or I feel like I can't be who I truly want to be in certain situations or areas and things like that.
Come on, let's talk about it.
I don't think I intentionally try to sabotage my success or the success, but I try to find all the reasons why I shouldn't do it or not do it, because what I don't want to do is look incompetent or I want to look incompetent.
That's a real I can't say it. You understand the word, but you do that. If you get in a certain room and in your mind, you've made yourself, I always say less than, and that's probably not the right word.
That is the word.
But you can see it in your body language. Like, you don't talk to anyone. You kind of like seem very timid almost to like speak to certain people. And it's standing in your own way. Because I'm like, no one knows what your success level is or what you have. But I see it happen to you all the time. Like, you don't want to approach people. And it's like you kind of put them up here and yourself down here. And you, like, you're not worthy to speak to them almost. And that is definitely you standing in your own way. I don't know what this is doing.
I don't know what it's doing either. Is that just your phone? That's something else.
I don't know. Y'all see us moving crazy?
Hopefully y'all don't see us moving crazy. I don't know what her phone doing. My stuff look fine. But I guess that is a great way of putting it. So
I'm saying that's a real transparent moment to say, I know I stand in my own way, because I could network, meet other business owners, and probably be further along if I would get out of my own way and just talk to people.
Right. But that doesn't have a guarantee though, but I hear what you're saying. And I do, I'm bad with that one. If I walk into a situation where I don't really know anyone, then I do revert back to a space of, you know, I don't necessarily say, maybe it is insecurity. That's what I need to take ownership of it and say insecurity. But I don't even know how I even developed it. But I guess I need to recognize it and work through it.
There's a couple events going on this weekend. There's a literacy thing in Hang City, right?
Yep. I'm going to that.
And then there's...
I'm not going to that.
Why?
Because I'm going to the literacy thing.
But I don't know if they're at the same time. I mean, someone... If people know what's happening this weekend, post that. What I want to really say, though, is if you guys see Kevin out and about this weekend, grab him and introduce him to someone else. And I mean, use this to get out of your comfort zone. People ask for help. I have to learn that with myself. I'm horrible with asking for help.
Do you know how to ask for the right help?
No, that's probably something that's standing like that is me standing in my own way. I do not know how to ask for the right help. And I don't even know how to say, help me, please. Even if it wasn't the right help, I'm so used to having to do it on my own and there not being anyone to be able to help me, that now in like a business sense where it's okay to ask for help or you should ask for help when you don't know something, it's not comfortable for me.
Are you doing anything to try to fix that?
I'm telling you about it right now. So this comment says, it's not easy to put yourself out there and not be received. Okay, so Essence of a Woman, that's the one in Winter Haven, the literacy event in Haines City, and then Boutique Outlet Grand Opening. I don't know when that is, and I think that boutique is in Winter Haven.
So you want me?
You're not going to the boutique. I understand that.
I'm gonna say
that's a women's. That's a women's store. That's a women's store, unless you're gonna get gifts for me. But I mean, right. The other two, I definitely feel like you can.
So y'all can see me at the literacy event in Haines City. I plan on going to that. Essence of a Woman.
I think that one goes till 8. I don't think they run the same time. The point is, you need to be out and about. And what we're asking for is help. We're going to help Kevin get out of his own way. And if someone sees you out and about, to speak to him, and just take him and introduce him to one person that you know.
Don't do that.
Why not?
Listen, man, I ain't finna be meeting all these random ass people, man. And
that's what you want to do with your life.
No, man, I want to eat. I want to meet people that has a benefit. And I think if that's the case, then
how do you know these people don't have a benefit?
Listen.
Look, I'm just saying, help him.
I got it.
Help him.
Got it. All I'm saying is, if
your community want to help you,
I'm happy that my community will want to help me.
Listen, sounds like he don't want to get out of his comfort zone.
I don't need.
That's what
everybody.
I'm talking about. Look at you standing in your own way right now.
Fair enough, but I don't think I
you don't want to meet nobody, huh?
I can meet a few people.
You just said I don't want to meet nobody.
I did, and I'm.
And you literally in the same sentence said I'm going to these events. I'm gonna meet some people. Then I said, hey y'all, introduce them to some people, and you said I don't want to meet nobody.
I'm gonna meet the people I already know.
Right, you already know them. The comfort zone is where dreams die.
Come on. Oh. You always get it. I guess comfort zone is where dreams. You know what I like?
Do you like it? Because like you don't want to meet nobody.
I still don't want to meet nobody, but I like it. Man, so Jason, what Jason got going on? Let's see what Jason. So Jason said, the people you least expect would be the ones that would put your name in rooms you wouldn't imagine. I'm going to say imagine, not image.
He is a living testimony of that. And so are you. So I don't understand why you don't. You understand the power of getting in rooms. Like, you've seen different things come out of rooms that you've been in that you wouldn't have imagined that that would have happened to you for being in that room. And you don't know the power of someone just saying, hey, this is Kevin. He, you know, is creating Boss Fest or whatever. Oh, man, I seen that. Like, I'm making up a conversation for you, but you just don't know how these things can go. And what did David Shan say? You're one connection away from the person you need to be in touch with. The person that's going to help you elevate your business, there's one other person standing in between you and them.
I got it. But I need prep work, warm up. Is it like a course on how to approach people? Is it a book or something I can read? Can anybody recommend a book? I'm doing my reading thing, and I need a book that's going to teach me how to approach
people. A book is going to teach you how to talk to people. You're going this weekend to an event, and your community is going to help you talk to people. You don't need a book.
I don't need.
You got a community of people who are ready to introduce you.
I can always use a book to get better.
Yeah, I'm not saying that you don't. No. Go ahead. Go ahead and read. You don't need a book for this weekend, is what I'm saying. You do not need that. You have a community of people.
I can't talk to these people until I read this book.
No, you can talk to them this weekend. That's what I'm telling you. You don't need.
All right. Yes.
This says he wants to link up with people he already knows. He can link up with them at Applebee's or something. This weekend, he going to talk to people he don't know. I know. Go ahead and read it.
No. Public speaking. This man, keep it to 2 to 3 sentences. You got it.
Are you going to read the comment?
All right. As men, we have to learn to be comfortably uncomfortable. Then make peace with it, and then lean into the discomfort and push on. It's only through trial and adversity that a man gets reintroduced to himself. None of that happens in the comfort zone.
Dang, he's like taking you to church in the comments.
This is my therapy, so I run it, I guess.
Oh, and we're not finished going to church. This is stop linking up with people who not taking you anywhere. Hello. Why are you looking at me?
I'm just saying, I like the comment, but you know, sometimes you need them people around for the ego trip of it all. You know,
for the ego trip of it all.
Sometimes you'd be like,
that's you literally talking and like you're letting things like that stand in your way. You need people around for the ego trip.
Need whatever I need, how I need it, when I need it. Like, don't
you're just
judge
making
me.
Up things at don't, this point.
Don't judge me. How you talking about? So it is an ego trip. Like, there are certain rooms I can walk into and I feel like the Prince of Zamunda. people dropping flowers.
So you keep people around you that make you feel like Prince Zamunda.
Then there's other rooms.
Name one person that make you feel like that.
Then there's other rooms. I said, so why are you always digging deep in my shit?
Because it doesn't make any sense. What room you go in and they be like, oh, it is Prince Kevin.
So here we go. So when I was in my youth football phase and supporting youth sports and stuff like that, like when I was putting the stuff together, putting the organization together, bringing stuff, like when I come into the field, like, oh my God, there go Kevin, what you need help with? What you got? What you need? I got you. Okay, let me figure it out. We got you. So the energy came at me, so it made it better for me to interact and do things.
So to be very clear, they said, Kevin, hey, Kevin, because you were doing everything for them. Like, of course, people are going to call your name when they're using you. You were being used for work.
I was being used?
Yes, you were. You were being used.
Volunteers, community. So how are you going to say that?
The point is, you were, that people called your name.
To anybody out there who's part of youth sports space, my wife thinks that y'all were using the hell out of me, and she's excited that I'm not doing that anymore.
I didn't say I was excited, but I mean, if you want to say excitement, you can say excitement. I don't got to mince my words. And yes, people call your name and they're excited at your places when they are taking from you. Like, what you need to be is in a room where there is mutual. You give, I give.
A mutual use?
Yes.
That's a
topic. So, like this says, I used to be a bar hopper. So, talking to randoms is a skill, but I treat networking the same. Jason has a different gift. So, I mean,
don't compare me to Jason.
We'll move past it because you can't do that.
Come on, man. Jason just had that gift of, I don't know, excitability. We'll make up a word. Like, Jason has, even as a young age, because Jason younger than me, I could see that already. Like, he can walk into a room and he can captivate people. He has that gift. Everybody doesn't have that gift. I don't have that gift. I'm probably got negative points on that gift, but I'm trying to work through my negatives to start building positives. It's just, it's not in my nature, because I don't ever want to feel like I'm sometimes asking or speaking.
You feel like you're thirsty.
Yeah. It almost feels like you're begging or stuff.
But all you're doing is introducing yourself and you're like, hey, my name is Kevin. If the conversation is dry, then the conversation is dry and you move on. But no one thinks that you're like, you thirsty. Like, it's, oh, what you do, I need to get with you. Nah, I'm just saying, just introduce yourself. Just tell somebody, hey, what you do, just so you know, I'm Kevin and this is what I do. If they ain't trying to talk to you, you move on. I'm not asking you to be thirsty.
All right. So we done talked about the things I'm going to do. What are the things you going to do?
I don't know what I'm going to do.
But
you brought that conversation on yourself. I told you.
I always got a homework assignment. You sound loud. You don't never got nothing to do.
I didn't give you that homework assignment. You gave it to yourself.
No, you the one that got on this thing and said,
hold on, let me find some.
Y'all see Kevin this weekend. Grab him and take him over
here.
Introduce him to people.
He's gonna cry. Hold on.
What up?
The emotional outburst is ridiculous.
It ain't ridiculous, but you ain't never got nothing you working on.
I literally said what I was working on already.
Which was nothing. What did you say?
I'm working on not blaming you.
Not blaming me. That's your work. Yeah, that's what she gonna do.
So this comment says, people will use you as long as you allow them to. Which we know that to be true. We just went through a situation. Edwina said it right with being in rooms where things are mutual. Thank you for that.
Edwina's gonna
work on criticizing my
yep, he great at that.
No, I'm not, and nothing I'm saying is I'm trying to be critical of you. I honestly see like real greatness, and I always have. It's just you don't see it in yourself, so I try to push you. I remember Jason was hosting the last fashion show, the plus size fashion show at Haines City. And he had like called and he was like, hey, who want to come up here and talk about their business? And I was like, go, babe, go. And then I had like waved at Jason, like, hey, get a mic to Kevin or whatever. I don't know if you saw me or paid attention, but you would not get up and you would not move. And I just felt like people would gravitate towards you if you just talked and like open up, because I see greatness in you. It's just trying to get you out of that comfort zone to go to that next level. So
did I not say something?
No, you never moved. You never got up.
Same event Jasmar was at?
Yeah, Jasmar was there.
And I didn't get up and say, what I do for a living is sell drugs legally?
No.
Oh, Jasmar, when you see this, go ahead and fact check her and say.
You never got up. I feel like Jason is here. Jason was on the stage. I never saw you get up. And then you were mad at me in the car. You were like, man, I hate that you be pushing me to get up and like say things. I don't want to talk to people.
Well, push
you
yourself.
Never got up.
Push yourself.
Do you? And ever, that's exactly what you said.
Do you ever
you
push
said
yourself?
Push yourself.
Do you ever push
I
yourself?
Do push myself.
When? Not when I'm around.
I push myself every day.
All right.
I don't know why you're getting why you're getting so upset. Like, social media is hard. So what I'm saying is, like, you think when I do like a video, I go live or I do this podcast, it's just easy for me. No, I still have to push myself to, hey, do this, or like keep doing more, putting myself out there, going to events. I was recently at an event that Jasmar was hosting, and I won like a prize or whatever. She was like, come up, you got to talk about your business. I was like, oh Lord, like I didn't prepare like an XYZ statement for this, but I'm going to do it anyway. So yes, I do push myself in the uncomfortable, and I just have to be comfortable with being uncomfortable.
That ain't really push yourself, but I get
that's
it.
That's not. I feel
no,
like it definitely
you,
is.
Someone invited you to the stage. What you're telling me to do is
someone push, basically pushed me to be on stage.
Fair enough. What you're telling me to do is to get on stage. And just
it wasn't he was on stage. He wasn't asking you to get on stage.
You understand
but
what
he
I'm
was allowing business owners to get the mic.
You understand exactly what I'm saying. So don't go that way with it.
Where is Jason at when you need him?
So I did do it, so you ain't gonna discredit me.
I
did do it. You're not gonna discredit me for that. I did it. Yes, I did.
No, you didn't.
Okay. So besides that. Since you're saying, so this weekend, I'm going to work on not standing in my way as relates to interacting with people, engaging people, because I got homework and you don't.
No, I don't mind having homework. I want to say my biggest thing for me is I have to stop using you as a crutch of standing in my own way. If I need to make a decision about our business, I need to do that on my own so that I keep moving forward. Sometimes I'll see you, I'll be working and you'll be like watching anime and I get frustrated and I'm like, I'm not going to work anymore. But why does you not working need to affect me? So I have to figure out how to separate that. And what I'm doing is what I'm doing. But for me, that's a huge thing. If I'm going to events and you're not going to like, why I'm going to events and you just sit at home chilling. So then I'm not going either. I have to stop doing that. I'm using you as a crutch to, you know, and that's me allowing it to be in my way. I got to cut it out.
Anything else you gonna work on? But that's just it.
What do you think I need to work on?
I don't know. I'm not sitting here. All right, let me get a second to think on. What are some things I believe that?
I mean, if I'm amazing, then you can just say that and, you know, that will be.
You are amazingly annoying at times, absolutely. But I'm trying to think on the things that you get in your... So, how you get in your way is, and this is a good one.
That didn't take you long, I did it.
Nope. You don't always give... You always think things is worse than what it is. Like, if,
yes, the 100% I already know. If, so, you don't got to say it. I do. I go from one extreme to another. I completely do that.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
In the same sentence.
Yes.
Like you
go, but that's my personality.
Right. You go up and down so quick. It's like, man, I don't know what to really respond to.
Maybe that's
to.
The Gemini in me.
So it's but okay. Yes, it's happens. Okay for you to lean on your things that make you who you are. But I can't lean on mine.
I completely agree with you. And I said, yes, I do that. Up and down. 100%.
What do you do?
I go up and down. I said that. So it is either completely all bad, like we are failing at business, we're not doing enough, because that's how I started this whole podcast. I was reading Polo PD's comment on Facebook, and he was saying that, like, sometimes I feel like I'm doing really great in business, and other times I feel like I'm just not doing enough. I feel that every day. Like, some days I'm like, oh man, I crushed it today, look what I did. And the other days it's like, man, you're failing yourself. You didn't do anything today. Like, what am I, why am I even trying? So I 100% do that. And yes, I can do that in the same sentence, the same hour. It happens.
That comment's for you.
It says, am I going to work on it or just agree with you?
What are you going to do? Got it. Y'all heard what she gonna do? That. Absolutely that. Nothing. Not a damn thing. So, at least we know.
So, to be completely honest with you, I don't know where to start. I don't know where to start working on it. It is definitely my personality. I do that in personal life, and I do that in business. I am hot and cold with certain things. And
bruh, you don't stop with that noise.
Oh, sorry. I just don't know. So this said I already knew, which is why I asked, at least you honest. If nothing else. Yeah. But to ask me if I'm gonna work on that particular thing, I wouldn't know where to start. So
okay.
Do you have a suggestion on where I should start?
I do. So I think what you should do is, instead of responding so quickly.
To what?
To your up and down moments. Like sometimes.
I'll have to say this. I have up and down moments, and only you know that I've had up and down moments. I have done an amazing job with not showing the world that I do that. I've gone to therapy, y'all. So what he's saying now is not the truth. Because there are definitely some up and downs that if the world knew what I was feeling in that moment, all hell would break loose. And they don't.
Okay.
Do you disagree?
Yeah. Disagree.
There's even moments that I've allowed you to talk on like a certain situation because I know if I say, like if I address this situation, things are going to go left, opposed to if you just, you know, say whatever.
I get it. So there are certain situations where you be like, man, I'm too up and down on this situation. And it's just best if you handle it, because whether you up on it or you're down on it, you're going to remain the same way.
Yeah, like sometimes I just don't have any chill. So if I feel that way, I just feel that way. And I honestly don't care. So I just remove myself from whatever that is.
Okay. See, progress. We're working on something. You actually got a little bit of homework too.
I'm already working on that. You know what? I want you to feel better. I do have homework too. I'm going to continue working on the thing that I've been working on. So thank you for that bit of homework. Thank you.
You ever going to turn the homework in?
I mean, no. What, like me continually working on myself is something that never ends. I'm going to always need to work on myself.
Sometimes the results, the work needs to get graded. Like we need to know where we at. You just can't keep doing homework and never turning it in.
No, this is a continual homework project.
Okay. So, complete fail.
So let's get back to this weekend. So this weekend, you're going to two events.
I didn't agree to that.
Yeah, you're going to the literacy event. Can anyone tell us what time the literacy event starts? Because in my mind, I want to be like 11 a.m.
It's early. I know what time that one is, so I'll be there.
What time is it?
In the morning.
Okay, because you don't know what time it is.
It's on my. I got the flyer on my phone. I got it. I know.
All right, so you're going to the 11 a.m. Look at me. 11 a.m. The literacy event.
Right.
And then you're going to flipping over to Essence of a Woman.
I'm going home.
And that event is there until 8 p.m.
Going home.
Big Z, what time is the grand opening of the boutique?
Oh, that's what you're doing?
Well, I'm trying to see if I can help you out and I make it to something. Oh. Dang. So you're going to these two events and you, it looks like, oh, it's at 10, dang.
You ain't going.
I tried.
Now I'm going to three events because now I got to go to something at 10, something at 11. Then I got to go to Essence of a Woman. Golly, see? But if I don't do it, then I'm in her way, slowing down her blessings. I swear.
I think sometimes you like to complain. Okay, so this is me and Simone are doing the ribbon cutting, come out. So you'll know people, and then Big Z and Simone can introduce you to one other person, and then you'll know three people. And this says you should stop by Essence of a Woman. You definitely should go. We were vendors 1 year. So, you know, there'll be vendors all outside. You can get food and, you know, have a good time. Jason is actually hosting Essence of a Woman. I think Chandra and Jasmar, I don't know if Jasmar is hosting or she's doing interviews, but I think they'll be at the literacy event. So then you'll have people. Oh, look, you done found somebody. I like the way you think. I'll be there. So are you going to be at the Essence of a Woman? You got people everywhere that's going to introduce you to people. If the Essence of a Woman doesn't end till 8 p.m., then I'll go there with you because I can make that one. No, I'm going to come. If it doesn't, I think it's going till 8.
I hear you. You ain't coming.
We appreciate the community helping us get out of our own way. Because part of the thing I needed to work on is asking for help. So I'm asking for help for you.
You going to answer that question?
This is so, where am I going to be?
In the bed.
Don't do that.
Sleep.
So I just sleep? Nah, I got to clock in this weekend.
She has to clock in this weekend. So that's why I know she won't be able to attend any events, which is why she's trying to put me on triple duty. Ooh, I got to clock in this week too.
No, you don't. Look. You got two people at Essence of a Woman. Lady needs to be.
These ladies always be with the alibis.
I just want to tell y'all, like, y'all are our, what do you call it? Not community, but I don't know. I'm going to just call it community because I can't think of the
support.
Word. Our support system.
Okay.
Like, the support system is going to take you in because I got to clock in and they are going to help you. Like, this is help. And I appreciate y'all for doing that. And I'm not going to be in the bed asleep. I really do have to clock in. When I get off, I'm going to join him at whatever location he's at so we can continue hanging out. But I want to go to Essence of a Woman with him. And if anybody's going, y'all stop by and buy some jewelry. My girl is about to be a vendor at Essence of a Woman. I feel like there's going to be a lot of vendors there.
She said about to be a vendor. She is a vendor.
I'm sorry. She is a vendor at the event. Y'all stop by and tell her Boss Fest sent y'all. And make sure y'all buy more than one item. Like, let's support.
Listen, she got the $5 bedazzling. Don't go to her talking about some, what deals can I get on the $5. Don't be that person. Don't be like, hey, man, so if I get three of them, can I get it for $12.50? No, bruh.
15 plus tax. Tax they ass. Tax. I'm sorry. Don't tax them.
But I'm trying to, I'm be in the street.
No, is she going to K-Knock? I just thought about that.
And you know, there is an adult Easter egg hunt I heard happening.
That sounds suspect. Who the Poseidon passed over there? T.D. Jakes.
Have you ever been swallowed?
It's time to go. Yep. What's an adult Easter egg?
It's an adult Easter egg.
Wait a minute. I'm just saying.
Oh my goodness. They gonna get some silver bracelets. Tim be ready to give out those silver bracelets. Clack, clack. Listen. Straight to Grady. Go ahead.
Yeah, man. Tim and them silver bracelets. No, but what's an adult Easter
egg? Oh, sorry. Adult Easter egg hunt. So I don't know. There's like activities for adults. And I think they're finding eggs.
Where are these eggs located at? That's why I said
it's an event location. Okay, so everyone in charge of the adult Easter egg hunt.
Yeah, you better tell me.
Can you post some information in the chat? So if someone's like, they catch the replay or anything, they know what to do about the adult Easter egg hunt. Because I don't got the details. I couldn't follow it a lot. I'm going to
make the adult Easter egg hunt sound real suspect. So I need to know more information because that sounds...
Why does an adult Easter egg hunt sound suspect?
Why do adults need to do an Easter egg hunt?
Adults need to have fun, too.
Can we just play cards and dominoes or something?
Maybe there's cards at the adult Easter egg hunt, but the adults find, like, certain eggs that have things in them. I honestly don't know. Y'all check out social media because I didn't get to...
The purpose of an Easter egg hunt is to run on a field and collect eggs as fast as you can. We ain't in the best running shape. It might be a few of us that can still run.
Coming at me about the Easter egg hunt, and I don't have the details.
I need you to have more details about the Easter egg hunt, because I told you. Who? This sounds suspect. I don't know who hosts the event. It might be a great event, but I don't know.
I'm pretty sure Big Z and Simone are hosting the event. You quiet now? This is crazy.
So... If they hosting the event, I guess they need to type in the chat what it's really about.
They posted a link. You were so busy going off on it, you missed the link. So if y'all want to know about the adult Easter egg hunt, click the link in the chat. If you're catching the replay, the adult Easter egg hunt is on the 30th of March, I do believe. And if you're not in the Central Florida area, sorry, you don't get to make the adult Easter egg hunt. For those of you also, since we're in the business of giving the church announcements, Boss Fest is now moved to October 6th. So clear your calendars for October 6th.
Yep. So still back to the original plan. I am excited things are still working out for Boss Fest. It now has the potential to be even bigger. Location change. We're trying to figure out going to visit a few locations this week to see exactly what's the best fit. I would tell you that I'm not trying to stand in my wife's way. You know what? Sometimes I think I need to just stand in the way because we get to running so fast that we sometimes miss stuff. But I'm excited.
You said that as though like you missed something with this. I don't like how you insinuated that.
Insinuated the way that I did. And that's where we're going to leave it.
Huh. And every episode we end with Kevin on the couch.
That's my couch now. I don't care. You said you're going to threaten me with a good time.
This is Stop It. The Easter egg hunt is not suspect. Oh, Kevin, bring out the hookahs. Bring out the hookahs to the Easter egg hunt is what that is saying.
So we're going to be looking for eggs and blowing smoke.
Are there even tables at the Easter egg hunt to smoke a hookah? You got to get more information.
It's Polk County. We're just going to walk around with the hookah in our hand.
Okay. And then this says, get out of her way. She has eggs to hunt. So y'all come out to the events that are going on around town. Support small business. Like, what else are we doing? Come outside. They have vendor opportunities for the Easter egg hunt. We have vendor opportunities for Boss. There's vendor opportunities. Come out, showcase your business. Let's win. Let's do like all the other communities do, and let's win and support each other. We can do so much more together than we can separately. So for 2024, that's our whole motto. Let's come together and just support our own.
I am curious about this Easter. It's about Easter.
Somebody please inbox him afterwards. I thought we were wrapping up and he's still talking about Easter.
It's a unique...
Tell the people what you want to lead them with instead of trying to bring the mango pineapple drink. It's over now. It is a lit Easter egg hunt now, boy.
She essence of a woman. Listen, see.
I think that was for the Easter egg hunt.
I think that's for essence of a woman.
Bring the mango pineapple drink wherever you go. How about that? You walk around. Don't let anybody stand in your way. And you sell hypnotize me wherever you go. Just have a satchel with drinks in there. And you sell them like that.
For the people who pay for their vendor spots, I will not be doing that. I don't want no smoke. But if you do happen to
what
see
what are you talking
cooler,
about? When we go outside to vendor, like when we went to the Classic, somebody was pulling a little wagon around selling stuff. They didn't pay for no vendor spot.
Classic.
They were moving a wagon. I said, carry you a pouch, like a purse.
How would you feel if somebody came dragging a wagon through Boss Fest?
That's different.
Oh, okay. Okay. That's different. Wow. I don't want no smoke. So.
We'll tell them to meet you at the car then.
Meet me at the car.
You feel better? Can you tell the people what you want to lead them with? Oh, and before he says what he wants to leave, please inbox him directly about the Easter egg hunt, because I don't want to hear about this Easter egg hunt all night. Just give him the details.
I'm going to click on the link and see what it's about.
Okay, good. Click on the link, please.
Tempo.
Look, you can make a special order and then deliver directly to her. But see, that's why you have great friends like that, because that's what I'm talking about. Delivery to the booth.
Gotcha. I'm outside this week. I'm outside. So what I want to leave the people with. So all of us have decisions we got to make in life, business, relationships, raising kids, things of that nature, whatever it is that's impacting you. Some things that stand in your way can be based off, can be fear-based. Other things can be it's blocking your way, it can just be confident based. Understand the difference. Understand that fear does have the potential to protect you, but also can hinder you. So you got to learn to push on that a little bit. Don't go too reckless. Don't go too hard. Don't put yourself or your family in a situation where y'all can't recover from because you're pushing so hard. And remember, just keep pushing through, fight through those insecurities, and that's all I guess.
Yeah, and since you tried to be smart and throw shade, like you threw shade, you threw strays, no Easter egg hunt for you.
So I won't be getting swallowed. No swallow.
It wasn't funny when you did it.
Oh, I gotta lean back with it, right?
Whatever. We appreciate y'all joining us for this Wednesday. This episode of the Boss Fest podcast. We will catch y'all next week. And if you're interested in sitting at the boss table with us, hit us on our inbox. We are looking for special guests, business owners in the community to join us at the boss table.
Man, I don't even need business owners. Man, let me just talk to some random people sometime. Because this is more than just business. I think when we started this, like, man, you know, Boss Fest is going to be about business. Listen, I'm just saying, it's transcendent. We about life. So, people want to talk
to me. So, people of life.
Talk to me about life. I want to address life. So, that's all I got. You good?
We'll see y'all next week.
See y'all next week. Peace.